Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Saget.
We want to take a moment to remember the comedian and actor Bob Saget, who died yesterday at the age of 65. Saget was best known for starring in the sitcom Full House and hosting America's Funniest Home Videos in the 1980s and 90s. But his wholesome TV image as America's dad was in sharp contrast with his raunchy stand-up comedy act. And to help us remember Saget, let's bring in Jeff Edgers, national arts reporter for The Washington Post. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
I am great. So when you look back on Bob Saget, what memories stick out to you?
Bob Saget's an odd figure because actually he's this odd kind of cultural figure that is sort of everywhere and nowhere at the same time, if that makes any sense. I mean, he's on two very, very big mainstream shows like Full House and then America's Funniest Home Videos, which people forget before YouTube, that was actually the only way you saw people do stupid things like on bunk beds, you know?
Yes, let's talk a little bit about his role on Full House as Danny Tanner before we get into some of what you're talking about. Danny Tanner was a San Francisco TV personality and widower whose best friend Joey and brother-in-law Jesse moved in to help him raise his three daughters after his wife's death. And here's a scene from one of the early seasons where Danny is preparing his family for spring cleaning.
Good morning, troops. It is now 0700, and it's time to attack the enemy. Grease, grime, slime, sludge. And that's just Joey's room.
Danny Tanner is remembered as this caring, devoted, and often neurotic father. I want to get into other parts of Saget's career, but first, I want to talk a little bit about what Saget's portrayal of Danny meant for TV in the 80s and 90s.
This is the weird thing about talking about Bob Saget. Some of the things he was involved with that were the best, nobody knows about. And some of the things that he was involved with, which were the most popular and successful, were actually not fantastic. I mean, Full House was as milquetoast as it gets, and he was as clean a character as you can imagine. And, you know, the jokes were like dad jokes by dad. So
right.
Over and over and over again. It was such an odd show if you think about it. And you have these twins, the Olsen twins, who are interchangeable in these roles, who, you know, later describe him as the real kind of father figure, you know, really like looking out for them through this whole process.
Saget's mainstream TV persona, as you said, extremely different from the risque comedy he performed on stage. Some of the things that you say he's known for within comedy circles, more so. And some people were often shocked by it. Here's a clip from Saget's 2017 comedy album, 0 to 60.
But some people get disappointed. Like one young lady was sitting in the audience at a show a few weeks ago. This really happened, and it was a few weeks ago. And she said, "Oh my God, I wanted you to be Danny Tanner. Why aren't you acting like Danny Tanner?" And I'm like, "What do you want me to do, dust bust?"
Was that something that he had to kind of combat throughout his career? And can you tell us a little bit more about how other comedians saw him?
Well, the thing about his comedy is, and that clip gets at it, but you can't really get at it because you can't really play what would get at it, which is his comedy act was filthy, you know, old time comics would call it blue. It was just full of like scatological, you know, jokes, sexual jokes and bad language. I mean, I think that there was a certain shock value that set in when you would go to see him in a performance and he'd suddenly be saying things, you know, that would make like Red Fox blush. You know, I mean, he was really over the top in that way. I never got the sense of Bob Saget as like a guy who was so angry at how much he was loved as this crystal clean guy that he was responding in this way. I just got the sense that, you know, he was a certain TV character and maybe the guy on stage wanted to do something different.
Saget also directed the 1998 film Dirty Work with fellow comedian Norm Macdonald, who died last year at 61. You interviewed Macdonald back in 2015 and kept in touch with him until his death. What did he say about his relationship with Saget?
This is a perfect example. When you talk to Norm Macdonald, you ask him about Rodney Dangerfield. You ask him about working on Saturday Night Live with Adam Sandler and David Spade. But you don't ask him about Bob Saget, who actually was a good friend of his. You just, you know, that's sort of how Bob Saget played. You knew him. you knew of him, but he wasn't the subject. And the thing he was working on, as far as I could tell at the end of his life, was, you know, he was doing stand-up, obviously, but he was working on a documentary on Martin Mull, who, when I grew up, we knew him from Mr. Mom and different things. But Martin Mull's a fascinating character, an artist, a musician, did these great comedy albums in the 70s. So to embrace that, something as anti-commercial almost, tells you that Saget, there was more to him than, you know, America's Funniest Home Videos.
Jeff Edgers is national arts reporter for The Washington Post, talking with us about Bob Saget, who died yesterday at the age of 65. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.